Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
Morena Letia.
Morena Johnny, how are you?
Yeah, good. Good. Now, what viewing recommendations do you have for us this weekend, Letia?
Well, I couldn't pass up reviewing the new season of The White Lotus. I've only seen episode one of season three. It came out a few days ago. It kind of came about really quickly. It's been The White Lotus, the HBO show. I'm sure most people listening, I assume, are familiar with it. I mean, it's been a kind of a global smash. It's won tons and tons of Emmys, spawned a lot of, you know, very memorable characters and memorable quotes, Jennifer Coolidge's character being the most sort of kind of iconic one, the really, you know, great theme tune, and then bounce back for season three, this time set in Thailand. So it's not an anthology in terms of, like, it's, I mean, it is a new setting, but it does follow a similar sort of ensemble setup of vacationees at a luxury resort. This one now in Thailand, and then a murder mystery happens at the top of the episode as a flash forward, and then we go back in time to meet the sort of bunch of most often quite abhorrent but nonetheless very interesting and quite engaging rich people who are there and the shenanigans that they get up to. So yeah, we're back to season three. It's very lush, it's very green, it's very meditative, and it's got an amazing cast season three. I mean, you've got like Parker Posey, New Zealand's own Morgana O'Reilly, who plays a very patient hotel attendant. You've got Patrick Schwarzenegger, Carrie Coon, who was one of my favourite actors, Leslie Gibb, gosh, who else is in there? There's the girlie from Sex Education, Walter Goggins, Natasha Rothwell, who I love and adore, who was in season one. Yeah, it's a very, very stacked cast that all kind of seem equally as kind of slimy and frustrating and annoying. And the setup for this season, it's got like a very sinister air to it. It doesn't feel like a lot happens in the first episode, but you're sort of setting up these very interesting character dynamics and this sort of weird emotional undercurrent. So I did enjoy the first episode, and I'm very excited for the rest of season three.
It's another HBO show, isn't it? So it's usually the bar. They set such a high bar, and they seem to do such a good show with all the HBO stuff.
Yeah, and it's kind of become sort of post, I guess, Succession. It's sort of their flagship. Like, they're sort of big HBO drama, and their standard, I mean, their caliber is always very, very high in terms of the writing and the direction. You can sort of always trust that it's going to be, you know, good quality. And, you know, Mike White he's funny. He's also very kind of camp and very silly at times as well. So I like that it blends that kind of humour and subtlety with that kind of a little bit sort of over-the-topness of it. But the performances are always incredibly strong, and that was evident in this episode. And also because it's HBO, you know, they're not afraid to push the bar and kind of go there with some of the scenes or the content or the sexual content. So if you haven't watched the previous seasons, I highly recommend doing that. But you could also, I think, come into season three fresh, although there are some characters who he's taken from season one and two and put them here, and they've got a bit of a troubling backstory behind them. So I don't know if having those previous seasons behind you, I don't know how the characters are going to unfold. But there is some Patrick Schwarzenegger, who's Arnold Schwarzenegger's son, plays this, like, I feel like he's like a venture capitalist or something. He's just obnoxious and annoying. There's also a slightly weird thing going on with his siblings, which I'm really hoping it doesn't go in the direction that I think it might go in, but you never know.
I didn't know Patrick Schwarzenegger was Arnold's son.
He is. He's actually a very good actor. He's good at playing this, like, terrible, I don't know, like, investor bro who's just thinks everyone's into him and everyone's really not. Including his own family.
This is the stupidest thing for me to say as well, given that surname, right?
Given that surname, it's quite an iconic surname.
Jesus Christ, John, wake up.
yeah, there's a few nepo babies in this. And Parker Posey, I feel like she's, as his mother, she's going to be great. I think she's going to fill the hole, what Jennifer Coolidge's character did in previous seasons. So, yes, it's very exciting. And it's really cool to have a New Zealander, Morgana, who is just amazing. She's in Friends Like Her. She's in a bunch of, you know, TV shows and films. She's really taking off. And she's just, it's so cool to see her in that as well. So just keep an eye for her.
Excellent. Well, this is. I enjoyed season one. I haven't seen season two, but this is just a good little nudge to, I reckon, maybe bang out season two and then get into season three. Excellent.
Yeah, get into it. I think it's doing one episode, a weekly episode drop, so you've got to kind of wait around a little bit. But it's on Neon, so okay. You can catch it on there.
Excellent. Hey, Latia, thanks so much for the recommends this morning. I'll get into it. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
All right, mate.
Cool. See you next week. Okay.
Bye.
View Master, only on 95 BFM.